Jillian and I went to a psychic fair together.
We went on a little adventure into the world.
Woo!
Woo!
Yeah.
So, but you find that a lot in the spiritual community, that mm-hmm. there's either this idea that I'm not allowed to make money for helping people.
Yep.
I think that goes back to probably like our nuns and monks and right, that ancestry.
Yeah.
Or there's already maybe tied into that, there's this spiritual poverty mindset.
There is a real spiritual poverty mindset yeah. that is pervasive.
Yes. But it was like she was like shy to kind of tell. And I'm like, honey, you are at a metaphysical fair. If you can't be out about talking to your spirit guides here, then you are, where can you?
Welcome to Shit My Soul Says, a podcast about all things woo. I'm Jillian.
And I'm Rosalie, and we are obsessed with anything having to do with alternative spirituality.
And we want to share our obsession with you, because woo is fun, but it's more fun with friends. I'm a reincarnation coach and energy worker.
And I'm a practicing witch, so we've been around the woo block a time or two.
Mm-hmm. Each episode, we will be digging into a different topic, from tarot to third eyes to energy healing.
We'll share our personal experiences and offer you practical advice for your own practice.
So whether you're new to all of this or queen of the pagans,
that's me.
Everybody is welcome.
No witch card needed. This is inclusive woo. We just want to laugh with you, learn with you,
and talk about some woo shit with you. So let's do that. Let's talk about Shit My Soul Says.
Hi. I don't know. I just felt like, look, I'm in a snarky bitch mood.
Okay. Okay. Well, get ready for this episode then.
Why? I don't know. I'm wearing black today.
This is the black.
It's the first time I've worn black to a recording.
Oh, maybe that's it.
Oh.
I don't know. We're going to see what comes out of Rosalie today.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
In advance.
In advance. That's good. I don't know why I'm just repeating everything that you say.
I feel like it adds a patina. It's oomph. It's emphasis. Oomph.
It's emphasis. Good. Yeah.
Oh.
All right. Well, hello again.
Hi.
Hello again.
Hello.
Here we all are.
I'm going to be a little more upbeat this time instead of like, hello, yeah, goth queen.
That's probably great. People probably enjoy that.
I could have worn black lipstick, but...
You could have, and yet you did not.
No.
I did not. I will not be wearing black lipstick.
You don't have to.
Great. We all win.
Okay.
All right. Well, on that note.
On that note.
Do your woo.
And tell us.
What shit does your soul say?
Yes, what shit does your soul say?
We're done. Bye. We finished the episode.
That was a good one.
It was great.
I really feel
fantastic.
I feel strong about
yeah,
that.
People are going to love it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, do we want to, what do we want to do now? Should we dive into the weekly woo?
Yeah, let's dive.
Let's dive into the weekly woo.
The weekly woo. The weekly woo.
So, Rosalie, tell us, what is the weekly woo?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked, Jillian.
Not always.
The weekly woo is the time in our episode when we talk about something woo that has happened to us over the past mm-hmm. week or so that brought us a little extra magic in our lives.
Yes, I like it.
So what is your weekly woo?
My weekly woo, it's going to be a little vague. I'm not going to get into details because there's personal stuff, but I feel like there's still some nuggets in there.
Okay.
I'm really working on kind of healing and growing and overcoming some personal stuff in my life.
Okay.
And what I did when I started, well, of course, I went to ChatGPT.
Have we talked about how much you love ChatGPT?
ChatGPT and Lee Harris. These are my BFFs that we're going to have a polyamorous marriage at some point. I don't know. Even though he doesn't like women, that's okay.
You know what? But maybe he likes ChatGPT.
Maybe he likes ChatGPT.
And that'll be enough.
That'll be enough. And I'll be a side piece. I don't care. That's fine. But anyway, so I went to ChatGPT to kind of put together this whole program to help me like work on what I want to overcome. And maybe in some point in the future, I will talk about it.
Okay.
But at this point, I'm trying to keep the energy a bit contained.
Sure.
as I'm working through things. But one of the things is that at the beginning, I called on my spirit guides. You know, I love working with my spirit guides. So I called them in to help me on this healing and journey, this healing and growth journey that I am on. And it's just been so amazing because while I've tried to work on this in the past and haven't really made much progress, it's like all these things are clicking into place now and I'm learning things. And I even uncovered, again, not going into detail, but I uncovered this document that my mom had written back when she was still married to my dad that really highlighted a lot of family trauma.
Oh, wow.
And drama that made me have a lot more understanding about my childhood and why I'm the way I am and what I'm carrying and all that good stuff that we love, carrying trauma and drama from our parents.
It's beautiful.
It's great. But just, it's been like this, it's been like this fire starter. It's been like a catalyst. It's not a catalyst because I catalyzed. I already started. But what is it when it's like gives it like extra power?
I don't know, lighter fluid?
Like lighter fluid. I'm getting matches in my head. But yeah, it's just like it's added so much flame and fuel to the fire. So I just feel like I'm making so much progress and growth that I haven't before. So anyway, that's my, I mean, it's like kind of psychological what I'm going through, but also it's, there's that woo component about there is more at work that's helping and support me in this journey than me just feeling I have to do it on my own.
Yes. And it's not just ChatGPT.
And it's not just ChatGPT, right? It's my spirits. And also my spirits. I don't mean the country. I mean, spirit guides, not ghosts either, spirit guides specifically, but also the other piece that's really woo about this, or at least my woo, is I've also really been focusing in on what are the life lessons that I'm trying to, so it's not just like, how do I deal with this problem? But it's like, I'm really trying to dig underneath it and be like, what is the life lesson here? When I go back to the start of my life and see the thread, and I look at the healing and the healing that has to also be ancestral healing. I mean, it's all this interconnected stuff. So that's kind of the woo. It's like, it's, yeah. So it's not like, I'm sorry for the vagueness.
It's okay.
But I think the big takeaway there is that you don't have to do things on your own.
No.
There are spirit guides to help you in ChatGPT.
If that's your jam.
If that's your jam. But just that there's a lot of different ways. And when you're able to kind of leverage this and also, you know, talking to friends as well and helping them, like you can collect in all of these different threads to help you in your little, making a little gauze, a little, I wanted to like carry the thread metaphor forward and then make a bandage.
Okay.
For your healing.
Got it.
I don't think it's a great metaphor.
It's not the best.
But I'm going to go with it. Just go with it. It's fine.
No, I really like that. And also, I think that you're building on a lot of work that you've done throughout your life.
Yes.
That's also a really important piece is that you have been working on it before in your life. And now you're making more headway because of that work that you did. So even if it didn't feel like you were having a lot of success before, those steps are almost certainly necessary to get where you are today.
Yes.
And I like that too. So it's like, don't give up just because something feels like it isn't working as fast as you might like.
Yeah, I definitely really love this idea of climbing a staircase, right? That it's not like you just jump to the top, but every step you take gets you a little bit further along on your little healing journey.
I view it as kind of a spiral staircase.
Yes, I love that. Yeah, yeah. Because you do kind of keep on coming around again to the same thing, but on a higher level.
Yeah, so sometimes it doesn't feel like you've advanced because you're like, I see the same thing that I saw before.
Yeah.
But you have gone up a level.
Yes, you are handling it a little differently.
Yeah.
You are saying like, no, I'm not dealing with that shit again.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my woo.
I like that a lot.
Thank you. It's a good thing. And we're, as we're filming this, it's the end of 2024. As you're watching this, it might be the beginning of 2025. It's just a good time for all of this work to be done in my point of view.
Agreed. Agreed.
Yeah. So that's my weekly whip.
Love
what
it.
About you, Rosalie?
So I go to physical therapy about once a week.
Yes. You're doing your own healing.
I am. Physical healing.
Physical healing.
And my physical therapist is great. I got a new physical therapist not that long ago because the office I was going to was too far away. And he and I click. He's just a really good fit.
Yeah.
And we were talking about Shit My Soul Says. And he was like, oh, yeah, my partner and I just recently got into like tarot cards. We got this cat tarot card at the deck at the grocery store. And then he said, but I keep pulling the death card.
Transformation, baby.
Well, and so I was like, well, that makes perfect sense because you're a physical therapist. You are someone who facilitates the rebirth of people mm-hmm. after they have a real death in their lives.
Yeah.
Where it's the death of their physical body before whatever happened.
Yes.
So I was like, yeah, so you're a facilitator of this rebirth. Mm. So of course you get the death card a lot. And he just, his jaw dropped. And he was like, oh my God, I love that. Thank you. And so it went from him just feeling like, oh, I'm always getting the death card and that just doesn't feel good to like, yeah, of course I'm getting the death card.
Well, and the thing that I love about that is it's those things that we think are negative,
right?
And we talked about this before, but the things that we think are negative, if you shift the way you view it and see what the opportunity is in there. Yeah, if you're getting the death card, it can be really depressing. But if you really look at what that means, it means birth as well, which is exactly what you're saying. but with other things, negative things as well, like there is positivity to be found in that as well.
Yeah.
So I like that. I support that.
Yay. Okay. So yeah, my weekly woo is much less intense than yours, but
that's good. I think we don't need too intense weekly woo.
Yeah. So that means we can get into the meat of our episode.
Let's get into the meat.
Yay.
Or the meatless meat, the vegan meat for vegan people.
Apparently we're really into food metaphors here.
I know. Are we just hungry when we shoot this? I'm not hungry.
I'm not hungry.
Maybe it's Dionysus. Maybe he's hungry. He likes the feasts.
He does like feasts.
Yeah. He likes to drink and eat. So he wants us to use these food metaphors.
Thanks,
potato
baby.
Casserole. Yeah, let's get into the meat or the meatless burger meat. Whatever. Let's do it.
Yes, let's do it.
Okay.
So this past weekend, Jillian and I went to a psychic fair together.
We went on a little adventure into the world.
Woo!
Woo! I don't know why we did that, but that's what we do because Dionysus is around.
Yeah, we wiggle a lot.
Maybe we should list Dionysus as our producer. Anyway, yes, we went to a metaphysical fair.
Oh, you know what? I forgot to mention something that I thought was funny.
Good.
It's related to the weekly woo.
Okay.
So last time when we had our weekly woo, we did talk about like the tech people or tech entities that we had invited to help us out. And I couldn't help but think it was hilarious that my mic wasn't working.
Yeah, I did pick that up later on when we were watching and I was like, maybe we did not call in the right spirit support.
Yeah. So if you watched last time's episode with the amazing Emily Carlin.
Yes.
Sorry about the sound.
We need to go and collect some more spirit resumes. We need some more spirit applications for audio text and not just take whoever shows up.
Unless,
I mean, we're grateful for whoever's here.
Yes. Unless you want to volunteer your time to be our audio tech because we currently are making $0 on this.
So, yes, we went to a metaphysical fair. We brought my niece with me.
Yeah, she was
with us.
She was very sweet.
She's a sweetheart. And it's funny because she has found her own little way to the metaphysical world and is into crystals and things like that.
Yeah.
So it's not part of her family origin other than me. So, and I've kind of like let her like, hey, you don't have to believe in this stuff. So as I found out like she was into crystals, I was like, yes, come along. Let me show you things. Here's some tarot cards. So I've already given her a tarot card deck. So she is supported.
Nice.
So
very nice.
Yeah. So yes, the three of us went to a metaphysical show.
Fair.
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 There was no show.
No.
There was tell.
There was a lot of tell.
There was a lot of tell. Well, there were some talks.
There were some talks. Did you go
to any? We went to the Crystal one.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
I ended up leaving because of back pain.
Hence the physical therapist.
Exactly.
Weekly woo story.
Yeah.
But it's good. So I'll say this. So by the end of it, I mean, we're starting with the end of the beginning of the story. This is great. But by the end of it, like, I felt so depleted because the space that we were in was a very low ceiling. And I ended up talking to, we met this guy who sold crystals, who was delightful. And we might have him on the show. Him and his little Tiger King jumpsuit. I really loved that. I thought it was adorable. Anyway, so chatting with his partner, and he was talking about, like, there are all these people that are coming into this that are seeking healing, and they're bringing in all their spirits and all their dead people and all their trauma, and it's flying all over the place.
Yeah.
And it was a low-ceilinged room, so there's no place for it to go.
It just kind of bounced around.
I mean, it was just like, it was really energetically intense.
Yeah. And it was interesting because it was a combination of healers and psychics and vendors.
People selling a lot of crystals.
So many crystals.
So many crystals.
Crystals and crystal jewelry were kind of the big items that you could buy. There was also like a handmade drum seller and some other things.
Yeah, the last time I had gone to them, there were more like witchy, like there were little potions that you could buy. I was hoping to get some of those, but I didn't see any of those.
Yeah. But I want to talk about our experience just
Let's talk about it.
You know, I didn't go to any psychics or get any healing done while I was there, in no small part because I'd spent all of my money on crystals before before going there.
Rosalie has a bit of a crystal fetish. Yeah, she really is into crystals.
I love crystals.
She loves crystals.
I love them.
So yes, I'm not surprised. She really had a restraint because she was looking at some. She's like, no. So no crystals.
But yeah, so I was just there to experience it with Jillian and with Jillian's niece, as opposed to being somebody who was there to buy. And there was, I thought it was a little bit sad because the vendors all gave off an air of desperation. And
not all of them, but yeah, all of them. A lot of them did.
So there was a lot of like, oh, you're looking for this? I can tell you, I have this and I have this and I have this and I have this. And it's like,
you know,
slow down.
And I think that's really interesting because I think when we talk about money and the spiritual world, specifically the spiritual business world, there are a lot, it's really a complicated relationship,
it
right?
Is.
There is the story that you can't make money doing spiritual things, right? I mean, I remember going to a Barbara Brennan healing training. One of the other people that was there taking the class was like, yeah, it's too bad that there's no money in this. And me and my friend were like, well, wait a minute, why are we setting that tone?
Yeah.
So, but you find that a lot in the spiritual community that there's either this idea that I'm not allowed to make money for helping people.
Yep.
I think that goes back to probably like our nuns and monks and right, that ancestry.
Yeah.
Or there's already maybe tied into that, there's this spiritual poverty mindset.
There is a real spiritual poverty mindset that is pervasive.
Yes.
Yeah.
But there are people who don't have that. And I think that we need more people. Like, for example, Lee Harris. We should do a little like on every episode, like how long does it take for Jillian to reference Lee Harris?
We should.
But anyway, but it is appropriate. I'm not just saying throwing his name out there, though that is lovely. But he took, so I took his business course, his business course for people that were spiritual entrepreneurs. And he talks about one of the things he heard from his guides is that it's really important. So I'm saying this to you all out there too. Please take this in. It's really important for people to come into the world to have a different relationship and mindset with money, to be able to kind of clear the energy through like receiving and giving energy in spiritual ways. We need to clean that. We need to clean it.
I'm getting
intense. Get intense sometimes.
But this is something that Jillian and I have both been working on, is getting rid of that spiritual poverty mindset, of that financial struggle that
Yeah.
That being a spiritual person means suffering and lacking.
Yes. When really it's like, if money is energy, mm-hmm. like who is better to tap into energy? Hello.
Exactly.
Exactly.
That's something, you know, I've talked to Jillian about this, but my spirit guides have given me a little money spell. I'm not supposed to give it out yet.
No, you gotta stay tuned.
But stay tuned, because my spirit guides will tell me when I can sort of release it to the world.
Yes.
I'm excited for that.
Yeah, I'm excited for that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe we need to pass it out at the next metaphysical fair.
But yeah, so there was definitely this air of like, if I don't make money at this fair, you know, mm-hmm. it really felt very desperate in a lot of the vendors. Mm-hmm. And there was one vendor in particular, it was this big booth that really put me off in a number of ways. Cause one, they had dream catchers on a big display. And then it said these dream catchers were not made by native people, mm-hmm. which was just like,
yeah.
Okay, so why are you selling them?
Yeah.
And then they kept trying to like push these crystals on us. And this guy, he was like, oh, how much do you think this would sell for? And I was like, that's a really weird question.
It was a little weird.
And so I said $100, which by the way, was me adding about 20, 30 bucks onto what I would pay for that.
Yeah.
And he was like, 150. Like,
yeah.
Is that supposed to make me buy it?
Yeah, exactly. Does that excite me?
Like, I said, I think it's worth 100, and you're telling me, oh, well, yeah. I could buy it for 150.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was a little weird. They were very pushy, that particular booth.
Yeah, they were a little pushy. So we just kind of moved on. And it ended up being a good conversation with my niece, though. But, you know, just talking about, like, picking up on people's energy and like, tuning in before you go to whatever it is. Like, because there are going to be people out there that are going to try to take advantage of you. I had a little, not in the metaphysical fair, but I had a little bit about that this weekend with my family and dealing with like my dad's estate and everything, getting like that people trying to get from you. Cause there's this, like I said, there's this poverty mindset. We don't have enough. So we have to grab and take what we can and maybe take advantage of people a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I was thinking about it this weekend. I just want to trust people. I just want to come in and I want to be authentic. You be authentic. Let's do something that is good for both of us. And that's like, I see the God or the goddess or the power in you, and you can see it in me, and we can respect each other, and we can all be happy.
Yeah.
Let's not feel like we have to bite off pieces of each other in order to get ahead in life.
Agreed. And I didn't feel that same level of desperation from the psychics and the healers.
Yeah.
Maybe some of them did have that vibe, but they weren't as aggressively trying to get.
Yeah, no, they weren't. They were kind of doing it. Some of them were doing readings.
Yeah. And I mean, it could just be that it was a psychic fair. So people were coming in expecting to get psychic readings.
Mm-hmm. It was a metaphysical fair.
Oh, never mind.
In your mind, it was a psychic fair.
I think you told me it was a psychic fair.
I probably did tell you it was a psychic fair.
Yeah, that's why.
Okay, fair enough.
But also the vendors were all selling the same stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, it was weird. Lots of crystals. So, okay, that was the negative experience of the vendors. What about the positive experience? Let's balance this out a little bit.
Absolutely.
I love balance.
I mean, just as far as the positive goes, there were some really...
I have two that I want to talk about.
Engaging people who were not trying to push their wares, but just wanted to have an honest conversation about what they were doing with themselves and their work.
You know, one of my favorites. I just loved it because it was like, it just was so precious. The woman with the gemstone
grids.
Like there were these framed, beautiful like grids. And so I was curious and we were talking to her. Yeah. We were asking
crystal
questions.
Crystal grids.
Crystal grids. And so we were talking, but it was like, she was like shy to kind of tell. And I'm like, honey, you are at a metaphysical fair. If you can't be out about talking to your spirit guides here, then where can you? Like, if I'm going to have a problem that you're like talking to, was it Saint
Raphael?
Yeah. The angel Raphael, like, well, then that's on me. Cause I came through the doors of a metaphysical fair. If I expected, you know, so I don't know. So anyway, but she was really, really sweet.
She was.
I really liked her. And she was very authentic and And it was just really beautiful to see somebody who was like, this was her mission and it brought her joy and she had an angel that she worked with and this is how she put positive energy into the world. I would have loved to have bought one. It just wasn't in my plan that day.
Yeah. And she also was very positive about having us hold some crystals that she brought.
Great.
It didn't seem like she was trying to sell the crystals.
Nope.
They were just positive energy crystals. She's like, hold these in your left hand because that's your receptive hand. And so we all got to kind of feel them. And she let your teenage niece hold them without any hesitation.
Yeah.
So it was just very
And that is
nice.
It. That is it though, right? Because it's this idea that she just wanted to share with us.
Yeah.
She wanted to share her love of crystals or her experience of crystals or her knowledge of crystals with us.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where that, when you talk about that abundance and that financial, that I think is where it goes, because when she shares, I then want to share back with her.
Yeah.
I want to share my money with her. Now you're in a relationship with somebody and it becomes a give and take, an exchange.
Yes.
And it doesn't have to be like, I'm waiting for you to give me something before I give you something.
Yeah.
That's what I liked that.
And I
have feelings about that.
I really wished that I had money to spend on her work because it was beautiful.
Maybe we can link to her in the show notes.
Did you get her information?
I'm sure I could probably find it in the metaphysical. So that way, if you want to, we'll just plug her for a minute.
Yes.
Because like I said, she makes these beautiful grids that she gets guidance from angels to make to help bring more harmony into the world. And she puts them up in her home as well so that they continue to get positive energy charged before she sells them. And they're really beautiful.
So beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope she gets a few sales from this.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Or
that's
even
how
just,
we're going to share. That's how we're sharing. We're not getting commission from it.
No.
Nope. This is just supporting each other.
Yeah. Lifting each other up.
Lifting each other up.
And then there was a woman who your niece did buy something from her.
I did too.
Oh, okay. And she made these really delicate,
beautiful
crystal necklaces that were very intentionally put together.
Very intentional. Like you would pick up one piece and you would be like, what's this one? And she'd be like, that one is specifically for grief healing.
Mm-hmm.
And I know somebody who had somebody that passed away and like she's got a story and a connection. And she infused them with Reiki energy too.
Yeah.
Which I thought was wonderful.
And just
beautiful.
Yeah. And just literally every piece, you know, it wasn't like, oh yeah, this one, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
It was like, oh.
It wasn't like, how much do you think that one goes for?
Right? But she had like a story for each piece.
Yeah.
And, you know, she used, as with my knowledge of crystals, the ones that she picked were absolutely the right energetic vibration for the stuff that she was bringing in. And they were stunning.
Yeah. And the other good thing too, when we talk, since we're apparently this is a money related episode.
Who knew?
Who knew? But also it was really great when we went back and she was telling the price of things, you could tell it wasn't loaded energetically. It wasn't like, this is how much it costs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, are you okay? Or like, or kind of this braggadocio.
Right.
I'm gonna throw that word out there.
That's a good word.
Thanks. It wasn't that sort of energy either. It was just like, yeah, that's how much this is how much I valued it for. And I thought it was a fair value on both sides. Like I felt like it was a fair value for her and for us. It was a good intermediary.
Yeah.
I'll link her too.
And then the crystal person that we spoke to.
And then the crystal person that we spoke to. Jared.
Jared, that's right.
Jared.
He was very friendly. And there was another person who was working at the... Mm-hmm.
That's his partner.
His partner who was working at the booth. And I saw a crystal and I thought it might be celestite, but it was blue calcite, which are very similar in color. Mm. But I couldn't remember the name of celestite. And so I was like, oh, I can't remember. It's driving me nuts. And he was trying to help me out. I was like, it's a light blue crystal. It's good for helping with sleep and blah, blah, blah. And so he turned to his partner, Jared. He's like, oh, what could it be? And he was like, I don't know, not celestite. And I was like, celestite.
You found your crystal people.
I found my crystal people. But, you know, it was really nice too because you wanted to know if there was anything that was
from Oregon.
Oregon. And so I was like, oh, Oregon sunstone and
agate.
And he was like, oh, and then Jasper and then Kvansite was apparently originally found in Oregon, which if you're a crystal person, that's really cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
And neither of us mentioned it, but Healerite is...
Neither of you mentioned it. You both failed.
I know. Healerite is from...
I couldn't... And by the time I went back to the crystal, I did not remember any of that other than the agate. So no, I didn't buy anything from Oregon.
Well, Healerite is from southwestern Washington.
Okay.
It's serpentine, really, but it's mined in southwestern Washington. And then there's a specific type of blue opal that's mined in northern Oregon, northeastern Oregon.
Okay.
So it was just, it was nice to have, to find a crystal person who knew more than me.
And he gave a talk. So you took off by the time of the talk.
Yes.
But we stuck around. And it was really interesting. He gave some ideas about how to use crystals. He talked about... I wish I had a better memory because I'd be like, it was this crystal and this crystal. That's why we had to have a mom because he remembers. But he talks about his upbringing. He talked about his upbringing. I want to save it in case he wants to talk about it. But one of the stories that I thought was interesting was that he knew somebody that put, it was like his mother-in-law or somebody that put a protective crystal in each of the corners of their home to protect it. It was like some sort of black, obviously black crystals are good for grounding and protection. And every day, the crystal would move into the middle of the room, one of the crystals in the corners, because she felt like there was an entity or a spirit of some sort there. So, and every day, it would move in, and it would move in, until one day, it moved in, and it was broken.
Oh!
I know. And then the energy was cleared. Like, the crystal took the hit.
The crystal took the hit
and cleared out that entity.
That's so cool.
I know. So we've got to have him on the show.
Yeah. Ooh.
Talk about it.
What a cool story.
Yeah, that's cool. He had a lot of other good tips and advice on how to really use crystals and how to find out if a crystal is right for you. And so one of the things that I did, and I will caveat, I don't really know if I believe in this stuff or not, but I also know that people can say that about all the stuff I believe in. So I try to keep an open mind.
Yeah.
But he also has a aura reading thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's a camera that can read your aura, and then you put your hand on this device and it reads your chakras. I don't know. But that's what my niece wanted to. I said, what do you want to do? She's like, that's what she wanted. She wanted an aura reading.
Okay.
Like, you're going to get it. We're going to check out your aura. Of note, she's extremely grounded. Her biggest chakra was her first chakra.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's true, I was like, well, you feel very safe. I told my brother and his wife that. And, you know, because they're the ones who create that safe space for her.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, and they, even though they're not into that at all, they still really liked it. So
great.
That was kind of sweet. But the thing that was interesting that they did, which is, I think, why we did it, is that they did a reading of your chakras. And then they looked and he looked and saw, okay, which chakra is maybe not as strong? Where do you need a little help? And then he would take a crystal and have you hold it. And then have you read your chakras again.
Oh.
And then you could see, because he's not doing anything.
Yeah.
He's sitting there. And then you would see that they would balance. And so one of the things that he talked about, which I think is a great little tip, we're going to share this, is he talked about sometimes you think that you want, the example he gave was like, let's say you have problems with love.
Mm-hmm.
Rose quartz, right? Rose quartz is the one for love. And he says, but maybe the reason that you have an issue with love is because you don't feel safe. Right?
Oh.
Or because of some other reason. So maybe it's not rose quartz.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's obsidian, right?
Yeah, something that's going to ground you
and make you feel safe. And so that's why he really likes this, because you can try different things and say, oh, that didn't make as much of an impact. Maybe we'll try tiger's eye for your confidence and then see how. And then he's like, yeah. So then we would see, not only when we did that, did her heart chakra perk up, but her grounding and her crown chakra did as well.
I thought that was fascinating.
That's so cool. So then I got all my crystals out when I got home. And I started touching all of them. See what I felt? See what felt good? I got real excited too because my cat got, I got some selenium because that's supposed to be cleansing.
Selenite?
No, selenite. I just remember it was like Selena's and Selena Gomez.
Is it?
It was white?
White. Yeah, selenite.
Selenite. Well, don't come to me for crystal tips. We learned that.
Yeah.
But in any case, I had this selenite and my cat came up and he was really curious and he tried to eat it. And then he was like, wow. I was like, this is going to be my weekly woo. He's into crystals. We have to talk about crystals and our animals. And he's just like rubbing all up against it. And I'm like, okay, I got to test this out. And so then I got another stone. I'm like, okay, because it was clear quartz, right? Because I'm like, if it's just the shape. And he was rubbing up all again. I was like, okay, it's the shape. He's just a cat. He just like the pokey thing to scratch again.
He's just a cat.
I was all like, he needs his aura cleaned.
I'd love to see how that machine works if you hold seraphinite. Mm. So seraphinite is this beautiful green crystal that has these sort of lighter green inclusions. They say like it looks like an angel's wings. Mm. So that's why it's called seraphinite, like the seraphim.
Okay.
But it's supposed to balance all of your chakras in one crystal. And it feels so good. It's such an amazing feeling crystal. So I'd love to see how that particular crystal works with that machine.
Okay. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to have him here. We're going to have him bring his machine. You're going to bring in your seraphimite, whatever. I know you just said it and I already can't remember. And we're going to find out how it works. Because that was one of the things I got from his talk too, is he's very much more of like, he likes the research side of things. Like he doesn't want to just believe it. He wants to understand why.
Totally.
That's another thing. I'm stealing the entire episode right now. But that's another thing, is he talked about how a crystal forms is part of the power of it. So if it forms under pressure versus by water versus by fire, I won't talk anymore because he can talk
more
about it.
Yeah.
But I thought I never heard that before.
I hadn't either.
And now you have heard it. So clearly we have to have him on.
Now, one thing that was interesting when we approached him was I said, you know, you're an expert in crystals. And he's like, I'm not an expert. It's weird for me. And I just think it's really important for us to acknowledge that, you know, we're all on a journey and we're always learning, always learning. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter how much you know, there's always more to know.
Absolutely. The thing that I said to him too is like, to be an expert, you just have to know more than somebody else, right? If you think about somebody who's in fifth grade and they're teaching a first grader their alphabet, well, the fifth grader is an expert.
Yeah.
But you compare a fifth grader to a senior in high school, well, clearly, right? It's not about having to be the best. It's where you're at. You can share your knowledge. And sometimes it's going to be easier for a fifth grader to talk to a first grader, because they're going to understand, they're going to be able to talk the language a little bit more than maybe somebody, or can be more patient, or, right? So you don't have to be the top to be somebody who can be helping others learn and grow.
Yes.
And I want to say, I want to put, because we should have put this at the beginning of it, because this is also kind of weekly woo-ish. Not only that, but when you talked about talking to this guy, the thing is she was like, we were like, we need to talk to him. We had realized, like, of all the places in the world, this is a different movie. That's Casablanca. But of all the people here, who did we feel? And we both felt he would be somebody to be in alignment with. And we were going to go talk to him. And he came over to us.
Yes. Just came up and started talking to us.
He just came over to us. He's like, oh, are you here for the talk? And we're like, no, but we wanted to talk to you. So it's like, clearly, spirit guides at work.
One other thing I wanted to talk about at the metaphysical fair.
Woo, I'm all of a sudden got lightheaded.
You okay?
I am okay, but I just wondered, what was that?
I don't know, because I'm talking about something negative.
Oh, I wonder if my chakras perked up on that one. Like, whoa, get ready. Okay, what do you want to share?
There was one booth that we just walked on by. Mm-hmm. But there was a man standing at that booth, and he gave me, and from what you said, you, horrible vibes, where I was like, whoa, this guy feels like a predator to me. He was talking to somebody else. He did nothing about him. He looked like a normal person, right? He didn't have, like, I'm a predator. But there was just something about his vibe that really felt off to me. And I was telling Jillian before the recording that, you know, when we were with her niece, I was like, ooh, I want to protect her. Like, she felt like this baby duck or baby bunny or something. I needed to protect her from this
bunny.
From this guy who felt predatory. Mm-hmm. And again, he looked like a normal guy. He didn't acknowledge us. He was talking to somebody else. Yeah. He didn't do anything, but he just felt really off.
Yeah.
And I think it's really important for us to be open about the fact that there are people in the metaphysical world who are predators.
Yes.
Because there are people in every world who are predators.
And I would switch that to even, I would shift the word predator. Maybe he was a predator, maybe he wasn't. Or maybe expand the meaning of the word predator, because there's a lot of different types of predation.
Sure.
So the last time I had gone to a metaphysical event, there was a woman who was like, oh, your spirit guides have messages for you. And I'm like, yes, you know, I love me. My spirit guides. I was like, yes, tell me. So I sat down, paid her money, a good chunk of change. And then she went on to go on about like, you're in relationship after relationship after relationship after relationship. And I'm like, well, I don't know who you're talking to. Those are not my spirit guides.
No.
And then she started getting really, trying to like convince me that I needed to work with her every day, that I needed to sign up for her monthly membership, that all these things that she, and it was very, very like, I could feel the grabbing energy, mm-hmm. right? So yeah, you have to be careful. There are some people there that are so sweet and pure and well-intentioned, like our little crystal grid lady,
yes.
right? And there are people that see this as a con,
mm-hmm.
Or even if they don't, maybe even if they are genuine and maybe just aren't, it's not like only people that are of high vibration get involved in things.
Yeah.
You're going to find people of different, you know, vibrations everywhere.
Yeah. And there are also potentially going to be people who are looking to control you in some way.
Mm-hmm. Hook you.
Whether that's money or, mm-hmm. you know, Emily in our last episode talked about it, but it was money, control and sex. Mm-hmm. So those are the three things to really watch out for.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's just one of those things where listen to your intuition, because it doesn't matter in a situation like a metaphysical fair. If your gut says this person's bad, mm-hmm. you can just walk on by and who cares, right? You're not being impolite. You're just not interested in what they have to sell.
Absolutely.
And that's okay.
You should. And I think it's particularly important for women to have that message, because I think so often we have it. And there's been a lot of great education around being aware of our biases. Mm-hmm. And because that's the other half of it. Sometimes we can have a bias and we want to be careful not to judge people unfairly because of biases. So it's a hard line to kind of walk. But then you find women who get themselves into dangerous situations because they want to be nice.
Yeah.
And, but their gut told them that there was something off about this guy.
Yeah. So, you know.
So listen to your intuition.
Listen to your intuition.
Listen to your intuition.
And just walk on by.
Walk on by.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what we have to say. Walk on by.
Yeah.
Or not. If they light you up, then share.
Yes. Yes. Well, so let's get into how we kind of end every episode.
Let's do it.
Which is by talking about the intentions we set last time and by setting new intentions.
Yes. And right now, as I mentioned earlier, if we don't cut that part, it's the end of December. So we're getting ready for the beginning of the new year. And when this posts will be mid-January. So we thought it might be a good time to talk a little bit more about intentions.
Yes.
And why we set them.
Right. Especially because people have like their New Year's resolutions mm-hmm. and why those often don't work and why they do work. Mm-hmm. And you know.
I'm a big fan of setting intentions just in general in mm-hmm. life. And I have a story.
Tell me.
I do have a story. So I would go on dates. I started going on dates and setting an intention. So I went on one date and I set the intention to have a good story to tell at the very. This is like, let me just at least have a good story to tell out of this.
Uh-huh.
That's the date that I threw up.
Oh, okay.
So then I learned, it's like, I need to be a little bit more careful about my intention.
Yes.
Because I have a great story to tell from that. I have told that story many times. And then I went on another date that I had set the intention of this guy was going to be my boyfriend. And that was John. He was a lovely human being. Mm-hmm. That's what we will say about John.
Great.
Yes. So I'm a big fan of setting intentions because they do. It's like you're setting a vibration or a tone for the time that you're about to walk into. And I feel like it kind of, this is my story. And I feel like it kind of, it's like a tuning fork. I don't know. I'm actually just making this up right now. But I do believe this. I feel like it's a tuning fork because you're kind of like saying, this is my intention and I'm tuning it so that these energies come in to help support this experience that I want to have. And it can be an intention that you set for the year, for the day, for the month. It could just be like, okay, we're about to go into I'm about to go in to have a conversation with somebody. I want to set the intention about what comes out of this conversation. That, by the way, is a great idea.
Yes.
I'm a big fan of that one.
I like that a lot.
It turns out very well if you have hard conversations to have.
I love that.
Because then you get clear on what it is you want to have out of the conversation mm-hmm. on top of the energy part of it.
Yeah. And it's just a good way to lay out exactly what you need mm-hmm. or want from yes. a situation, which is really beautiful.
Which is beautiful.
And also, you know, I do like to set some sort of New Year's intention. It's not a resolution. You know, it's never like, oh, I'm going to lose 50 pounds. I'm going to go to the gym every week, right? But it's like this year I'm going to be focused on, mm-hmm. you know, this. So like maybe this coming year, it's like I'm going to be focused on continuing to improve my relationship with money and to have an abundance mindset instead of a poverty mindset, right? Yeah. Like having that as something to like look at through the year. It's like, okay, this is how I'm going to be living my life.
You can also have it like the year of. People will do too. Like the year of this. And I'll tell you what mine is. I already have it.
Oh, I'm excited. Mm-hmm. But what I really like about New Year's specifically is that so many people in so many places around the world, not everywhere, but so many people put so much energy into their celebration of the end of one year and the beginning of the next year. Yes. And so you have this, it's like a wave that you can ride. And so it's like, yeah, I'm going to get from point A to point B and the wave is already moving that direction. And so I really like to
tap into
that energy, even though it's not a traditionally pagan holiday in any way. But that energy is really useful and really helpful.
It's my favorite holiday is New Year's.
Oh.
It's my favorite holiday because I love transformations. I love beginnings. I love planning.
Oh, right.
It's like, and I used to have great New Year's Eve parties up in Seattle because I had a view of the Space Needle with all the fireworks. So I had like this great celebration with my friends. It was fantastic. And then the next day I got a plan. And the Virgo rising was like, yes, let's plan this year. I set up all my spreadsheets for the year ahead.
And meanwhile, I'm so excited. My ADHD self is like, I got a new planner. It's going to be the thing that gets me through this year. This is the year that my planner is going to end by February. I've lost it. I did get a new planner.
Okay. Well, let's put the intention that this year is the year.
It has astrological dates and things in it. So I just want, it's really more for me to have a very easily accessible tool to look up what's going on astrologically.
So last year I got a planner that, like you, I did not use because I'm a spreadsheet gal. But this is one that I think you would like. It's a tarot card planner.
You know, I've seen those. I've seen those and I've never wanted one.
Okay. Well, then that doesn't resonate with you.
So yeah.
All right.
But if it resonates with you.
Yeah. It was a day by day, and I'll give a link to it. No affiliation here, but it was Ritual, W-R-I-T-U-A-L, Ritual. And it's like you can draw a tarot card for every day, for the week, for the year. It's a whole, and there's some astrological stuff in there as well, but it's very tarot card driven.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the one that I got is Magic of I, and it's the letter I. And we can link to that as well.
Great. You're going to get so many links in this episode.
That we get nothing from.
Yes. So we're sharing. We're putting the energy out there.
Because we are not going from a poverty mindset. We're going from a gifting mindset.
An abundance mindset. Yes. There's plenty for everybody. So my intention for this year, it's going to be, I'll tell you this. Mm-hmm. It's going to be different than my intention that I'm setting for next episode.
Absolutely.
But since we're talking about that, and it actually ties in a little bit, it'll give you a little bit of whispers about what I was talking about in my weekly woo. It's going to be for me, and this is kind of actually what I got a little bit from my guides. It's going to be about the year of service. And it's about transforming my relationship with what it means to be of service, because I have this story, which is clearly a past life sort of a drama about being a servant, being taken advantage of, that I have all of these feelings around. I have to do everything. Nobody's going to help me. I can't ask for help. It's all on me to do everything, right? That has really come up this past you know, several months and working with my father's, selling my father's home, that's a lot of some of the stuff I've been working on healing. This, and so now I'm ready to change. What does it mean to be of service to help people in a way that doesn't deplete me, that doesn't make me less than, that doesn't make me isolated, but that makes me in partnership and collaboration? Like, I want a new way of create a new way of what does it mean to be of service?
I love that.
That's my intention for the year.
That's really beautiful. And it's also, I can't help but note that you're talking about how to be in collaboration with and in connection with people. Mm-hmm. And that does seem to be the theme of season 3.
It does.
Of Shit My Soul Says.
It really does seem to be this. Yeah.
Can't get by without talking about it.
We cannot. We have to talk about it. It's what we need. Well, it must be what the world needs right now, clearly.
So the two things that we are guaranteed to talk about in any episode are Lee Harris. And connection and community.
And there's a good chance ChatGPT is going to come up. Yeah. So stay tuned next week. How do we talk about connection and collaboration and Lee Harris next week? Who knows?
It's a mystery.
We don't know. But it'll show up.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. All right. So what's your intention for the next couple of weeks?
Well, how about we talk about our intentions from last time?
Oh, let's do it. If you're going to do that, sure.
Okay. How did you do? What was your intention last time?
I don't remember. I don't remember. Bringing in more light. Was it bringing in more light?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was bringing in more light.
And did you bring it?
There's lights around us right now.
There's so many clouds.
There are a lot of clouds. I have been feeling a lot better. I think in the healing work that I've been doing, I think it's been bringing in a lot of light. I don't feel the heaviness that I usually feel at this time of year.
Okay.
I've been doing a lot of energy work too, bringing in a lot of golden light as well. So check. I'm just going to say check. Yes, I did that.
My intention was to focus on my business and...
Oh, Rosalie.
I know. But I was focused on Shit My Soul Says and earning money.
Like, okay.
Earning money in a very concrete way that I can do right away.
Okay.
As opposed to work on money in the future.
Okay. So here's a thought.
Yeah.
When for your intention next time, maybe shift it so it doesn't have to be about something that you do.
Yeah.
But have an intention about what you want to bring in.
Oh, I like that.
Right? So that it's not something that's like this heavy thing that you have to carry and this pressure you have to put on yourself and that you have to fail.
Yeah.
It's about what you're asking to bring in to support you.
I absolutely love that.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, what's your intention for next time?
Well, my intention is going to be more me and what I need to do. But this is fine. I can ask for support in it. I really want to wrap up 2024 and really want to clean out. I want cleansing and fresh energy coming in between now and our next episode. Yeah. Cleansing, because our next episode is still going to be in 2024.
I think this is going to be
filming in 2024.
Yeah. We're filming our next in 2024. Mm-hmm. That's right.
So you have a date timestamp as you're listening to this in 2035.
2035?
In June. Yeah. I've got visions.
It's only 10 years from
now. I know. That's true. We don't know. Hi, future people. Anybody who's watching this is already in the future.
Whoa. So yeah, if you're watching this in 2035, we knew.
Zillion Nostradamus Corner. You're looking back at the past.
That's
now there
right.
were these wildly famous wealthy women.
Yes, I love it.
So that's my intention, is to clear out the old to make space for all this bloody stuff.
All of this blood stuff? Is that what you
just said? That's what happened in my mouth. That wasn't what I intended to say.
For all of this blood stuff? Apparently, Jillian's a vampire. On like New Year's Day, Jillian's going to be in the mirror going, bloody hair.
I am so excited for our next episode because I bet you something about blood is going to happen.
Let's find out.
Hopefully it's good. This is good. It's not a bad blood. It's a good blood. Ancestral healing.
That kind of blood. Yes. Okay.
Let's do that.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't have an intention until you mentioned, like, what do you want to bring into your life? And this is so important as I'm going into the holiday season with a six-year-old who's going through some sort of major emotional shift, and he's got rage that just, it's apparently really common when they start school. There's just so much like anger and
it's past life stuff. They're now working with people that like killed them in past lives in fifth grade.
I think you don't think that.
That's what I'm going to stick to.
Okay. I think it's more just like
hormones.
He's six.
I guess they don't have hormones yet. Well, do they have hormones? Do we have hormones before we're...
Everybody has hormones all the time.
Exactly. It's hormones.
It's blood.
It's blood and hormones.
Anyway, he's going through it.
Okay.
And we've got 2 weeks off. We don't have him scheduled for anything at all camp-wise.
Okay.
It's like day camps. And because I wanted to get him into a theater day camp.
Yes.
And because he's such a little showman. And I asked him if he wanted to do that. And he said, oh, no, I have stage fright.
Oh, how can he have stage fright yet? No, too early.
So I said, okay, buddy, I'm not going to force you to do like a theater camp. I have a feeling he'll get over it. But what I want to bring into my life, what I really want to focus on having is patience.
Patience,
because...
That's a good intention.
It's hard sometimes.
Yeah, I can imagine.
So, yeah.
Being a barren woman, I only have to imagine.
Yeah.
Okay. So well, that's, good. Well, that's it. I wish you patience as well.
Thanks. I wish you blood.
Thank you. Except not really, because we're closed for business.
Yes. Oh, not menstrual blood.
Not menstrual blood.
No, I wouldn't wish that on anyone. No.
None of that.
No.
We're done with that.
Okay.
All right.
Well, on that note,
don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do your woo.
Yes. Do your woo and then tell us what shit does yours say.
Oh, you're right. Okay. Do it. Do your woo.
I was really working on getting it perfect.
I know. And I was like so determined that you were going to get it wrong.
Yes.
Sorry. Okay. So
On that note. Fucking Jillian.
Sorry. Do your woo.
Okay. So on that note. Do your woo.
Yes, do your woo.
And tell us, what shit does your soul say?
Yes, what shit does your soul say?
Bye.